Simon & Schuster Audio presents Florence Adler Swims Forever, a novel by Rachel Beanland, read by Jonathan Davis, Tim Page, Carly Robbins, Jonathan Todd Ross, Tara Sands, Jesse Valinsky, and Gabra Zachman, with a note read by the author.
June 1934. Gussie Feldman didn't enjoy swimming, but she did like to lie on the wet sand in the shadow of Atlantic City's steel pier and wait for the tiniest ripple of a wave to wash over her. If she positioned herself just so, her body rose with the incoming tide, and for a brief moment, she felt weightless. She was lying in just such a manner, staring up at the bright blue sky, when her Aunt Florence's face came into her field of vision. "I discovered a lovely note when I arrived home," Florence said. "I want to give my compliments to the artist." Gussie grinned. She had devoted more than a quarter of an hour to writing the note, which she'd carefully positioned on the oriental rug in the entryway of her grandparents' apartment, where Florence would be sure to see it. With her colored pencils, she had written in big purple letters, "Dear Florence and Anna, we are at the beach. Come have fun. Love, Gussie." At the last minute, she decided she had not used enough exclamation marks, so she added three more after Florence's name, but stopped short of allocating any to Anna. Maybe, if her grandparents' houseguest noticed she hadn't been awarded any, she'd decide to stay at the apartment.
"Do you want to be a mermaid?" Gussie asked Florence now, hoping to capitalize on her aunt's good mood. Sometimes, if Gussie asked sweetly, Florence would cross her legs at the ankles and pretend the two of them were merpeople, out for a swim around the Tongan Islands, which Gussie had read about in her picture book, Fairy Tales of the South Seas. "For a few minutes, then I'm going to go out for a swim." Florence lay down beside Gussie in the surf, and the two of them bumped against each other as the waves lapped at their ankles and hips and shoulders. When their skin touched, Gussie felt shy. It was always like this when her aunt returned home from college. It took time for Gussie to relearn Florence's face and the amount of space she took up in a room.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?